poopery. Once summer met my mother's gardens, filled with vegetables, zinnias, faithful 4 o'clocks, and the fat bodies of bumblebees wedging into snapdragons. I could spend hours beneath plants watching butterflies, the way their proboscis unfurled and sucked nectar dry, their glitter wings and lilting flight into forever days. I'd tease sun-warm cherry tomatoes from their plants, caress their perfect globeness, lay them in a basket atop prickly cucumbers, green beans, and sweet smoky peppers with sunburnt sides. Weeds strangled the vegetable garden first, then the flower garden, and summer days stopped being endless. When I swallowed secrets, let them eat me alive, truth emerging only through the thin skin of my inner wrists, my ribs. Years later, I'd steal blizzards in minutes and hours and blackout curtain summer days in rooms with men who'd wind fingers through my hair as I knelt between their legs, my palms pressing against their asses, their thighs tumbling precious gems from some dark earth. And I loved this thing I wasn't supposed to like, how I could erase my body by focusing on theirs, the thrusts, sweat, scars, the way I could silence questions with well-placed lips and hands. And then there was the man who followed me west into the land of big skies and prairies quilted with paintbrush, poppies, patches of prickly pear, who helped me prepare my first adult garden where nothing grew. We jousted with uprooted mullion and stripped lavender blossoms in southern Oregon, and he traced my scars beneath a blanket of cosmos without ever touching my skin, which burned with want at the absence of his fingers, the universe balanced against cerulean sky.